The African Union Commission inquiry in South Sudan, which investigated the crisis in South Sudan following the outbreak of war in 2013, recommended the establishment of an ad hoc African legal mechanism under the auspice of the African Union with the support of the international community to bring those who bear the greatest responsibility at the highest level to account. Some activists say South Sudanese who have suffered from several kinds of abuses want justice and accountability for crimes committed during the 2013 and 2016 when conflict erupted across the country. Zahra Said, the program officer for South Sudan Network for Democracy and Election, who spoke at the sidelines of a workshop on transitional justice and accountability mechanism in Juba earlier today, says several challenges face the transitional justice process in South Sudan.
After deliberations, we have seen that all these mechanisms need a political will. But at the moment, there is no political will. Time is running, the roadmap, we are running short of time, and we need to have all these mechanisms in place.
Chapter 5 of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement requires the transitional government of the national unity to establish transitional justice institutions, including a commission for truth, reconciliation and healing, an independent hybrid court, and a compensation and reparation authority. Gordon Lam is executive director of the Juba-based Dialogue and Research Institute, or DRI. He says to ensure transitional justice mechanisms are implemented, South Sudanese leaders should show political will to end impunity and restore law and order in South Sudan by enacting the required laws.
The fact that there was a conference recently in Juba on transition, it showed that the government also knows about the importance of transitional justice. And so what we ask from them is that to enact the laws that govern the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, and the law that will establish the hybrid court and the reparation authority.
The laws required for the establishment of transitional justice institution are yet to be enacted. 2 weeks ago, the parties to the agreement held a conference aimed at paving the way for the formation of a Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing. Lam says his agency will work with other groups to educate the public about the transitional justice mechanism. He says as part of nation-building process, the public has right to learn how transitional justice works. Jacqueline Nasiwa, executive director for the Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice, says in order to achieve transitional justice in South Sudan, the opinion and concerns of the ordinary citizens should be taken into account.
How do we start preparing for the Commission for Truth, Healing and Reconciliation? How do we ensure that citizens safely participate in this process? Their protection remains very important. But for this to happen, we need to have them included, we need to have them participate, and we need to have their views incorporated in every step of the transitional justice mechanisms.
John William is a project officer at PAC's country office. He says his office is supporting strengthening the civic engagement to enable civil society voice their concerns on issues like transitional justice.
Creating awareness among the communities and among the civil society structures at this particular time is very important. And when the information is disseminated widely and people will begin to engage and many voices will be coming out.
The workshop on transitional justice and accountability mechanism was organized by the non-profit Dialogue and Research Institute with funds from PACS, a Netherlands-based NGO. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.